When John Bailey lit the forge, felt the flame's first gift of warmth. The grip of Fishkill morning still held his hammer arm. But as fire takes the tinder, it calls the smith's own limbs. Soon the shimmer pulse of coals lead tongue and hammer in. This cutler bound to sign his name, and a fish kill to a sword. Did muster lore and tool and flame to edge the stubborn ore. As with swords, so too with men, a forging did away. And was a fish kill clearing that made a nation's fame. Shots that drove the cutler to Fishkill's rebel base, launched at New York Harbor by English cannonade. And so this lad from Yorkshire come up through Sheffield's trade, would cut the tie to England by the edge of freedom blade. All stores of power and prowess were summoned for this sword, for the hand to grasp it would be master of their cause. As with swords, so too with men, a forging did await. And was a Fishkill clearing that made a nation's fame. John knew of huddled starving who'd taste the horse's fodder, hollow-cheeked, racked by cold, calling out for water. The cries of battle wounded, the limbs and life they gave. So many won the skirmish, but were beckoned to the grave. And nearby him, the general, with barrassed men and stores, must summon human metal to face the flames of war. As with swords, so too with men, a forging did away. And was a Fishkill clearing that made a nation's fame. And soon the general rose, his light touched Fishkill land, and faced his crowded toil and out the spoils of command. He donned the blue coat once again, set back and shoulders straight, and cinched John Bailey's Fishkill sword close against his waist. Through desperate times their victory his bearing would imply, and draw a store of courage with Fishkill by his side. As with swords, so too with men, a forging did await. Was a Fishkill clearing that made a nation's fate. As with swords, so too with men, a forging did await. Was a Fishkill clearing that made a nation's fame.